Welcome to the Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, stuff that you might or might not care about. And in this mini episode, I will be going over my picks for week 15 of NFL action. Last week, week 14, awful, just putrid, just disgustingly bad. I lost the most games that I have picked this week than I have in any other week since week one. I went 6-9, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason why is because these 4-8 squads came to play over the weekend. I'm talking Bears, I'm talking Giants, I'm talking Titans. I mean, they came in to say, you know what, our season isn't over yet. We still have a chance. And I'll include the Jets in that discussion too, as we get into discussing the rest of these games. But man, what a excellent week to call some NFL games, make some predictions, because it is getting tight. The playoff race in both sides, the AFC and the NFC, is getting tighter by the moment. Pause. And so we look forward to watching these games over the weekend. We're going to have some Saturday games, ladies and gentlemen. So this is a big week. Fantasy playoff starts this week. So be sure to be on top of starting those lineups on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, or else you're going to be knocked out of the playoff hunt. So, or the playoff race to the championship for the fantasy football heads out there. But enough of me rambling. Let's get into these picks. That's what you guys are here for. Starting with the first game of the week, we got the Chargers at home against the Raiders. Not going to expound too much on this. Shout out to Justin Herbert for having another decent season. He was hampered by injuries all year this year, and now he's finally going to be hanging it up as he has to go in and get surgery. So he's out for the season. They're going to be riding with Stick as their backup quarterback, which means I think the Raiders win this game. Even though they've had trouble scoring the football, the Chargers defense has not been that good over the last few weeks. And the Vikings, of course, Vikings have a really good defense. So I could see why the Raiders struggle with, you know, O'Connell as their backup, as their quarterback. So with that being said, I got the Chargers winning that one. Actually, the Raiders winning that one. They are a 3-point favorite. Up next, we got the Saturday games. The Bengals are actually at home against the Vikings. Vikings coming off one of the lowest scoring victories of all time. 3-0 over the Raiders, and you're going to have to score more than 3 points to beat this Bengals team. Browning looks like he is legit. I think the Bengals have found their backup quarterbacks. Now, let's not get too excited, guys. Let's wait and see with Browning. We've been fooled twice this year. We thought Tyson Bagent was going to be that premier backup to save the Bears. Didn't happen. We thought Josh Dobbs was going to be that quarterback to, you know, come to the rescue for the Vikings. Well, so far, he hasn't been playing that well. Don't know if he's going to keep this up and shake out of his rust, but Josh Dobbs hasn't been playing well. And now we have another backup quarterback coming in for the Bengals, and Browning is the real deal. After watching a couple of games, he's been playing very good football. And the Bengals are a 3.5-point favorite. I think they go out and win that game at home against the Vikings. Up next, we got the Colts at home against the Steelers. The Colts have been red hot. The Steelers have been questionable. They have been getting exposed. They've been getting exposed, and I think it keeps going. They will go on the road and lose to the Colts. The Colts are a 2.5-point favorite. The Broncos, this is the Saturday evening game. The Broncos on the road against the Lions. This is a big one here. This is a big one. The Broncos have been red hot. They've been one of the hottest teams in the NFL. And now they come into the team with the Lions that started off hot, started off very promising. Everybody said, including myself, these aren't the same Lions. Well, the Lions are back to doing Lions things. And they lost a game they should have, you know, they looked past the Bears for some reason, and the Bears put a spanking on them. And now the Lions got a lot to think about going into this Broncos game. This is not going to be an easy home game for them. But with all that being said, I got the Lions winning this game against the Broncos. All right. The Lions are a 4-point favorite. Now, off to the Sunday games. Speaking of the Bears, we got the Bears going on the road against the Browns. This is supposed to be the revenge game. This is the revenge game for Justin Fields. This is the game where he has to have marked on his calendar from the minute he saw this schedule. And he better come at it. He better have that Michael Jordan looking at the tablet. I took it personal moment against this Browns team and put on a show. He played very good football against the Lions. Yeah, he had a couple of missed opportunities with a few throws in that last game, and he almost fumbled on a sack. But what you want to see from your quarterback is resilience, and that's what I see in Justin Fields. That's why I am team Justin Fields. I am not one to say that Justin Fields is the problem in Chicago. He is not. We already know what the problem is, and once they fix that problem, you're going to see Justin Fields, that everybody doubted, come out and be one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think, again, I think the Bears should keep him. I don't even think they need to go ahead. They can get a haul for that first pick again and just make this team better. Bouncing from quarterback to quarterback is not going to get you anywhere. We've gone down that road too many years. Have faith in what you got. I mean, look at Will Levis. Nobody thought Will Levis would pull off that game yesterday, but the Titans are going to have to be patient with him. Look at all of these starting quarterbacks that's getting hurt, right? Out for the season. Well, now these teams got to deal with their backup quarterbacks. So, hey, have faith in Justin Fields, okay? Have faith in Justin Fields. 5-8. I think they go on the road and upset the Browns. Browns are a 3-point favorite, yes. I am picking the Bears, surprisingly, and I think they go on and win. And they are, like I said, they are a 3-point underdog. Up next, we got the Bucks over on the road against the Packers. I got the Bucks in this one. The Bucks are playing very good football. The Packers coming off, again, inconsistent performance by Jordan Love. And I keep telling people over and over again, just because Jordan Love have a couple of good games don't mean he's the next Aaron Rodgers. That means he just played good. Let's not make it more than what it really is. He played good. You're going to have ups and downs. He's not the next one. You got to give him time. Stop trying to force Brett Favre and the next Brett Favre and the next Aaron Rodgers down people's throats. He is not it yet. Like, give him time. I don't see it yet. But with that being said, I got the Bucks over the Packers. The Packers are a 3-point favorite. The Texans on the road against the Titans. Texans coming off a horrible loss to the Jets. CJ Stroud looked like a rookie. He looked like a rookie in that game. I watched it. And now he goes on the road against the Titans team that's going to be really pumped up, coming off a surprising come from behind victory over the Dolphins. I think the Titans, who have been very good at home, pull off the win against the Texans, and I got the Titans winning that one. They are a 2-point favorite. The Jets on the road against the Dolphins. The Dolphins, I don't think they're going to make it 2 in a row at home. I think they go off and pull this win. I still got question marks. I don't know what's going on with Tyreek Hill's ankle, but if he's a go for the next game, I see the Dolphins pulling this one out. They are an 8.5-point favorite. The Chiefs on the road against the Patriots. The Chiefs 8-5, coming off a very heartbreaking loss to the Bills last week. And I'm going to get into Patrick Holmes towards the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. But the Chiefs go on the road. They get a get-right game on the road against the Pats. Even though this is going to be a tough game, even though the Pats are 3-10, I think the Pats are going to play them tough. They're coming off a really good win over the Steelers. I think they're a threat to beat the Chiefs, but I think the Chiefs go on and win. They're a 9.5-point favorite. Up next, we got the Saints at home against the Giants. I got the Giants in this one. I'm a believer in DeVito, man. I'm a believer in the garlic. I'm a believer in the pasta. The cannolis. Come on. DeVito. Let's go. Goodfellas. Godfather. You know, Casino. I'm a believer, man. I'm a believer. Cue the Italian music. Why don't you? I got the Giants winning this one. They're a 6-point underdog. I think they cover. Up next, we got the Falcons on the road against the Panthers. I think the Falcons win that one on the road. On to the 3 o'clock games, the Rams at home against the Commanders. I got the Rams winning that one after a heartbreaking loss to the Ravens. I got the 49ers. Actually, the Rams are a 6-point favorite. The 49ers are a 13-point favorite over the Cardinals, and I think the 49ers will win that one. The Bills at home against the Cowboys. Bills coming off a resilient victory over the Chiefs. They play a Cowboys team that's been dominating people, dominating. And a lot of that has to do because they are at home. And now they go on the road up to Buffalo. And I think the Buffalo Bills ride high off that win against the Chiefs. And they take that momentum into Buffalo. And I think they go on and beat a red hot Cowboys team on the road. For the Sunday night game, we got the 7 o'clock game, the Jaguars at home against the Ravens. The Jaguars have been very inconsistent over the last few weeks. They have been playing some underwhelming football, and I think the Ravens go in there and they win that game. The Ravens are a 3-point favorite, but I think it's going to be a close game. It's probably going to come down to a field goal. What a win by the Ravens, by the way. That was an excellent way to close out a game last week. And hey, all those Lamar Jackson critics, eat your words, man. He had 3 touchdowns, no interceptions last week. So, you know, give him his flowers. Give him his flowers there. The Eagles, for the Monday night football game, the Eagles on the road against a trap team by the name of the Seahawks. This could be a trap game. Drew Lock played pretty well last week, but I think the Eagles are just too stacked, too talented to lose this game. I think they go on and beat the Seahawks. They are a 4-point favorite over the Seahawks. Those are my picks, and I'm sticking to them. And before I go, I just want to voice my opinion on the whole Patrick Mahomes thing. Patrick did come out and apologize about his actions on Sunday after the game. But one of the things that I just want to highlight about this whole situation with Patrick Mahomes is sorely getting overlooked. And that's the fact that, you know, it's like that straight A student who gets straight A's in class, and as soon as he gets an F, or maybe he has a moment where he acts up or she acts up in class and the teacher punishes her and she has a fit, everybody's gonna make fun of her or him, and everybody's gonna clown him and say, oh, you spoiled brat, you teacher's pet, you this, you that. And I think that's what, the reaction to Patrick Mahomes and his meltdown on Sunday after that bad, it wasn't a bad call, it was a good call by the refs. The refs had to call it. I didn't agree with the fact that he was, you know, mentioning or criticizing the refs. I didn't agree with that. But the one thing I do agree with is that Patrick Mahomes, he rides or dies with his players. I know everybody wants to hold Kadarius. They're saying, oh, he needs to be held accountable. He should have known to look over at the ref to make sure he's not offsides and all this other stuff. And he keeps making one bad mistake after another. But you know what? You're not hearing that from Patrick Mahomes. Now, who are we to say they're not holding him accountable in the locker room and not in front of the cameras, which I think is better. I think it's better that Kadarius Thomas, or Kadarius, whatever his name is, gets criticized indoors with his own coaches, with his own quarterback, whatever the case may be, whoever is the one that's getting in his ear, let it happen behind closed doors. And I'm fine with that. I applaud the Chiefs for that. I applaud the Chiefs for not publicly criticizing his play, which rightfully so. His play deserves some criticism. But I applaud Patrick Mahomes for not taking that road and criticizing his own teammates, similar to how Aaron Rodgers did with his quarterbacks last year when they were dropping passes. And let's not act like some of the greats, you know, have never had meltdowns. Look at Tom Brady. He slammed tablets on the ground. He's got caught on camera arguing with his offensive coordinator at many spots and, you know, doing a lot of different things. But, you know, and yeah, Tom Brady probably has never called out the refs, at least if I can't find. But here, when we see quarterbacks do that, you know, me, I'm a black person. So, of course, you know, quarterbacks like Brett Favre, quarterbacks like You know, Aaron Rodgers, quarterbacks like Tom Brady get praised for their passion when they have explosive moments on the sideline, where they lose their cool and get upset and have a throw a Gatorade bottle or whatever the case may be. But then when somebody like Mahomes do it, or Lamar Jackson does it, or, you know, Tua does it, or Justin Fields even, they get criticized. They get scolded for it. And so to me, I don't think that's fair. My argument is, keep that same energy for other quarterbacks. Keep it equal with all quarterbacks. That's all I want to say. Keep it equal. Keep the criticism equal. If you're going to say it about Patrick Mahomes, I need to hear it about players like Kirk Cousins, players like, you know, Tom Brady, or whatever the case. Tom Brady's not playing anymore, but you know what I mean. You guys are following me. So that's it. That's all I got to say about that. Thankfully, Mahomes apologized, and that's big of him. Hopefully he used this situation. He learns from it and knows how to react. I think it was just, everybody was also questioning the fact that, why did he go off, over that call, when it was the correct call? And I don't think it had anything, he was upset that moment was taken away. But I think the reason why he was also angry was because this has been a pattern leading up to that. I think if the no call that happened in Green Bay had gotten called correctly, and then this moment right here, which got called correctly, and he still has a meltdown, then I would probably be like, come on, Mahomes, you got... The refs gave you a chance last week. The refs not going to let you off the hook this week. That type of ordeal. But I think it was just built-in frustration leading up to this moment, and he didn't handle it properly. So that's it. I just want people to just be careful as regards to not being so quick to call someone a crybaby or a whiner or this, that, and the other. But when other quarterbacks do it, they don't get that equal amount of disrespect, being called crybabies and things of that nature. Nobody ever called Tom Brady a crybaby when he was slamming tablets and throwing his own helmet on the sideline. Let's do the same, have that same energy for Patrick Mahomes. But that's it. I'm your host, Rod the Magnificent. That's my rant for that one. We will be back behind the mic December 28th. December 28th. So mark your calendar with me, Spook, and Ian will be back behind the mic for another episode. We got a lot to catch up on, and I can't wait to get into it, especially share my thoughts about how I've been feeling about the NBA of late. With that being said, I am out. Peace.